الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر توبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الموت تحفة المؤمن وقال أيضا عليه الصلاة والسلام التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم أتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين Respected elders, brothers, sisters on the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with the month of Ramadan. Today we are in the last Jummah of the month of Ramadan. And it is a blessed day which will follow the night of power, the 27th night, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. The reason behind giving this night of power to this ummah specially, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this night was never given to any community who came before us. Neither it was given to Musa alayhi salam, neither to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and other prophets which are mentioned in the Quran, Dawud alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam. This night was only given to this one. And the reason behind it is that the previous communities, they were given a very long life. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he was given 950 years of life. Their boys never became mature until they reached the age of 400 years. 400 saal ki umar mein baligh hote the. Aur is ummat ke bachche 10 saal mein baligh ho jate hain. 10 years old, 11 years old, they become mature. So they used to do a lot of good things during their long life. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned a story of a person in Banu Israel, that he strived in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 1,000 years. 1,000 saal usne Allah ke raaste ke andar jihad kiya, jaddujahd ki. The Sahaba, when they heard this story, they were shocked. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned the story of Yusha alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, Hizqiel alayhi salam, Ayyub alayhi salam, that they strived in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 80 years. 80 saal. Allah ke raaste ke andar jaddujahd kiya. So the Sahaba, when they heard these stories about different people from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became sad. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned in a hadith that the life of this ummah is between 60 and 70 years. Those who go above that is a bonus. When the majority of the people, if you see in the masjid, when the masjid will be full just now, majority of the people are young people. So where are the old people? Where are they? They're not in the houses, they're in the graves. So a person dies before 70 years. Majority of the people of this ummah will die before 70 years, because the lifespan is between 60 and 70. Those who are fortunate, Allah will bless them a longer life. And if you need a longer life, do the good deeds. Allah will bless you with a longer life. Nothing can change taqdeer. Nothing can extend the life. But in the essence of the hadith, if you do good deeds, Allah will put barakah in your life. Barakah. Allah will put barakah in your sustenance. So when this Sahaba, when they heard the stories of these pious people, that they strived in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for 80 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wanted to make this people of this ummah happy. Straight away He sent Jibreel alayhi salam. And He sent him with the surah, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Indeed, we have revealed this Quran in the month of, in the night of Qadr, night of power. As I mentioned in the previous talk, the Quran revelation took three stages. Quran came in three stages. The first stage is when Allah decided He wants to reveal the Quran. That's the first stage. When Allah decided. You make a decision of something, you want to do this, the niyat should be there, the intention should be there. That is why Fuqaha has written, whenever you read Salah, you don't need to make a verbal intention. Because your intention is already there, you have come for Juma. What was the intention? All of you are sitting here, what's the intention? For Juma. So the intention is already there. Intention is important, but it's already there. But you don't have to make a verbal intention. But if somebody makes a verbal intention, the Fuqaha says, there is no harm in it. نَوَيْتَ نُسَلِّيَ لِلَّهِ رَكْعَتَيْنِ صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ in the khalf al-imam, if you make this imam, میں دو رکعت نماز پڑھتا ہوں فجر کی اس امام کے پیچھے منہ میرا کعبہ کرے سر کے سامنے. But it's not essential. Because you already embarked on this journey, coming to Nur Islam, you have come for Juma namaz. So, the first is the intention. Allah decided, I want to reveal the Quran, and it will be revealed on the last prophet. Then secondly, the Quran was revealed from Lawh-e Mahfuz to the first heaven. That was revealed in Shab-e-Qadr. And then during Ramadan, most of the Mufassirin, they say on the 17th of Ramadan, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in Ghar-e Hira. And he had segregated from his family. He used to take his food with him, he used to go on the mountain of Hira, go in the cave, and then connect himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connection is very important. See, in the olden days when the telephones came out, you had to phone the operator. If you want to phone USA, America, England, Germany, Japan, you have to phone the operator first. And then they will connect. Then later on, when the technology advanced, now you got direct. Although it does go through the operator. Now also it does go through the operator, it's being recorded. Everything is in your data there. Whatever you are talking, and I was looking to a video somebody sent me last night, Sehri time. The security which they have got in the haram, nowhere in the world, that type of security is there. They can pinpoint a hair as well. If you pick up something from the floor, they exactly know it is not yours, it's not your belonging. The police will straight away come and catch you. So when the technology advances, then you have the direct connection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us the 5-time namaz. That is a direct code, direct connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in one of the verse Allah says, I'm not reading the verse because you'll have to do the sajda. Allah says, make a sajda, you'll come near me. Make a sajda, you'll come near me. Just the two words before Shab-e-Qadr surah. In surah Iqra. The more sajda you make, the more you are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every sajda takes you near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The second stage was from Lawh-e Mahfuz to the Asmani Dunya. Then from the Asmani Dunya, the first heaven, to the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he was in Hira, Jibreel enters cave of Hira. Then he says to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, اقرأ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replies, "Ma ana biqari." I'm an ignorant person. Ma ana biqarin. I can't read and write. He hasn't been to a school. And Jibreel is coming and say, "Read Iqra." He says, "Ma ana biqarin." Jibreel takes him, hugs him, and presses so hard. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "I felt the pinch." And then let him go. They say, "Iqra." He says, "Ma ana biqarin." He's surrendering himself. "Ma ana biqarin. I don't know how to read and write. What shall I read?" He takes him again and he hugs him again and he presses his, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "He presses my heart, my chest so hard I can feel the pinch." And then he lets him go. That spirituality which he brought from the Prophet, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually he was entering in his chest. Isiliye muanaka is sunnat. When a person, he travels and he comes from somewhere far, do salam, then do musafa. One is salam, verbally, assalamu alaikum. Then is musafa, shake hands. Then after you have done musafa, then is mu'anaka, hug him. And what is the result? Before you both will depart, Allah will forgive all you. Ghufir Allahu ma taqaddam. Because maybe if you are bad, then that person is good. So you have connected yourself with the good. He says, "Ma ana biqari." The third time he does it, the same. Then fourth time, when he says, "Iqra," then Jibreel started reading, "Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq, iqra wa rabbuka al-akram, alladhi allama bil kalam, allama al-insana ma lam yalam." Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't go to the school. He starts repeating the words. Now he's a human. Naturally, when somebody talks to you, like I'm talking to you, you won't memorize whatever I'm saying. You won't memorize it. You just maybe remember a few words. And that also, when you will mention it to someone, you will change the words. That is why in hadith there is two categories, many categories. One of them is Hasan, and one of them is weak. Now weak doesn't mean you throw that hadith away. It is a hadith. But maybe there is a defect in that narrator. A couple of people are sitting here, I'm talking. Maybe Amanullah Bhai will say exact word, Bilal will say a different, Saeed will say a different word. But the meaning is same. What I'm saying, the meaning is same. Summarizing the meaning. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to talk, that is called hadith. Haddasa. When people were sitting there, they were listening. Some had an ear defect, some had brain defect, some had that defect. So they narrated it in different words. So when there is a defect in the narrator, it becomes weak. It doesn't mean you throw it. It is a hadith. So if it is not connected with the ahkam, you will not act on the hadith. But if it is connected with the virtues, with the fazail amal, you will take that hadith on board. Like regarding one night is Shab-e Barat. About 9 or 13 hadiths, 12 hadiths are narrated regarding that night. But none of the hadith is strong. Means none of the hadith is hasan. All the narrators, there is some type of defect in the hadith. But it is the rule of the muhaddithin that when one weak hadith is seconded by more other hadith, that hadith does not stay weak, it becomes strong. If it is in the field of fazail amal, that is why we stay awake on that night, we do ibadah, because the hadiths are there. So now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ma ana biqari." Then he started reading, "Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq." Now Jibreel departed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he comes down the mountain, he goes to his house, and he's shivering. Temperature is building up. Khadija says, "What happened? He says, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me, wrap me with the blanket. I'm feeling very cold, I'm feeling very cold. So that Khadija, she wrapped the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he calmed down, Khadija asked what happened. Now who is this Khadija? Is the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who in age was 40 years. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 25 years. Today when we show some, our young boy is a girl, maybe she's a divorcee, maybe she's older 1 year. They say, nahi nahi, wo mujhse badi hai. Look, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 25 years old. My young boys, listen to this. And Khadija is 15 years older than the Prophet. She is 40. And she is twice married before. Twice. So this will be the third marriage with the Prophet. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to Sham for business. He took the goods of Khadija. But Khadija appointed one slave to go and accompany the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this was the first time she's giving her goods to the Prophet. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was popular as Al-Amin As-Sadiq. Even before he was a Prophet, the people of Makkah used to call him Al-Amin. You know what Al-Amin is? The most trustworthy. The most honest. People, in those days there were no banks. People used to bring their gold, their money, and place it in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are Al-Amin, you look after our way. That is why when he's migrating, he leaves Ali radiallahu ta'ala behind on his bed. Why? Ali, I have got the amanat of the people. If I will take this amanat with me and migrate to Medina, people will say this man is dishonest. He ran away with all the wealth. So you stay behind. I'm migrating with Abu Bakr. When it becomes morning time, go and return this amana to the people. That is why the status of an al-amin, in English we call trustee. What is the role of the trustee? A trustee must be al-amin of an institute. If there will be any either udar of one penny, for that one penny you will have to give the reward of your 700 maqbool namaz. Maybe if we calculate the whole life, my salah, I don't have 700 maqbool. Maqbool is the accepted one. Namaz to padte hai, but is it accepted? Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, he's built the Kaaba, house of Allah. And what he's saying, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. He's making a supplication, O Allah, with your command, I have constructed the Kaaba. The Kaaba is there. But Allah accept it. So the month of Ramadan is ending. We have fasted for 26 days. We are on the 26th. Maybe 3-4 days left. We need to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for Him for acceptance. Allah accept it. So He was the most Ameen. A trustee must be Amin. Any organization where a person is handling with the money of the people, he must be trustful, honest. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was Al-Amin. He was the only bank in Makkah. There was no bank. The entire population of Makkah used to bring their wealth to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you look after this? Because he was most Al-Amin. And he was a Sadiq, the most truthful person on the surface of the earth. So when Khadija asked what has happened, he says,
this happens. An angel came, it was an angel, and he asked me to read. I said, Ma ana biqari'in. I refused him, I cannot read and write. And then he hugged me and he pressed me so hard, and then he let me go. 3 times it happened. And then he read these verses, Iqra' bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq. Now the woman plays the biggest part in the role of a successful man. If the woman is pious, the family will have a peace life. If the woman is pious. No matter you spend your hours in the first row, but if your wife at home is not pious, that house is not heaven, it's hell. Khadija says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Wallah, inni la aksha. I am afraid that I will be destroyed. Something is going to happen to me. Khadija, do something. Something is going to happen to me. Khadija says, Wallahi la yukhzika Allahu abada. I take the oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will never destroy me. Then she mentions a few qualities of the Prophet. You are the one who looks after the poor people. You are the most truthful. You are the one who is always showing sympathy to the people. You are the one who provides for the people in need. How will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy you? Then she says, come on with me. Now she takes the husband. आज की औरत क्या सर में दर्द, तुम्हारा तो माथा ना माथुर दुखा करे, आपका तो सर में हर वक्त दर्द होता है, आज की औरत तो ऐसा जवाब देती है. She takes him to Warqa bin Nawfal, who was the biggest priest of Christianity. He used to write the Bible in Ibrani language. And he's nearly become blind now. He's in his old age, 90, over 90, above 90. And he said, listen to your nephew what he is saying. What Muhammad is saying. Arabi mein ek zaban hai ke wo bhatija kehte hai. Jaise hum bhi kehte hai, bhatija beta. Ye dekho tumhara bhatija kya kehta hai. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he revealed the story of the revelation of the Quran. Jibreel came and this happened. And he said, Iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq. He says that, what is it? Hi, these were the words. Oh, I would be alive at that time. The Prophet said, what time? I would be alive at that time. I have reached my old age. When the people of Makkah will throw you out from Makkah. Look at the vision. He's a Christian. But he has read the real Bible, which was the Injil, which was revealed to Isa alayhi salam. If I would be alive, then I will protect you. But time does not allow, I'm in the old age. And then he said, it was the same angel who used to bring the revelation to the Prophet. He is the one who brought Torah to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the one who brought Injil to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, to Zabur, to Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, and the different Sahaif to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the one who used to come to the Prophet and bring the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kaash ke if I was alive at that time, when the people of Makkah will throw you out of Makkah, I would defend you. So this was the first revelation. And then the revelation of the Quran, it changed the lives of the Sahaba. Just by listening to the verses of the Quran. There is no time, I will go in detail, I will tell you a couple of many stories which are in the hadith. How it changed the lives of the Sahaba. The looters, the big, big thieves, when they heard the verses of the Quran, a small boy reading Quran in the masjid, and he heard the sound, and he's embarked on stealing at night, 1 o'clock, and the small boy is reading the Quran in the masjid. When he hears the verses of the Quran, it changes life. Today, we listen to the Quran on the iPad, on the mobile phone, everywhere there is the tilawat of the Quran. The Imam of the Haram is reading, so and so is reading, so and so is reading. But the words does not go down the throat. Nothing in the heart. It's empty. Empty. Nothing in the heart. Nothing in the heart. For how many years we have been listening to the Quran? Has it changed our life? Has it changed? Illa mashallah. Very few people. So my brothers, we are coming to the end of Ramadan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised us that you have to do four things in the month of Ramadan. And one of the things is, you have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from the fire of hell. You know what the fire of hell is? It's not this fire, this coal which we are burning. It's not that. The hadith says it was burnt for 1,000 years. Then it became black. Then for more 1,000 years it became red. Then more 1,000 years it became white. If one spark of the fire of hell will descend on the surface of the earth, you don't need an atom bomb. The whole world will be destroyed. And this is what Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he informed the Prophet, what is the hell? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw the inhabitants of the hell, how they will be punished. So he warned this ummah, when the month of Ramadan comes, Allahumma a'tiq minan nar. Make dua, Allah, protect me from the fire of hell. Protect me from the fire of hell. Do not take me near the fire of hell. And repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for forgiveness. That, oh Allah, in the month of Ramadan, you saved me from committing sin from the eyes, from my tongue, from my ears, from my belly. I had halal food in my house, but you told me to fast. I did not fast. I had your fear. I was not scared of anyone. A small boy, 8 years old, is fasting, but he will not touch the water. Who put that fear in his heart? Wallah, I abstain from all the sins in the month of Ramadan. Now I am coming to the end of Ramadan. Oh Allah, after Ramadan, keep me on this straight path. We'll do that inshallah. My young brothers, you abstain from the sins. My old brothers, oh Allah, I abstain from committing sins in the month of Ramadan with my eyes, with my ears, with my mouth, with my tongue, with my heart. I had no jealousy for anyone. I was sympathetic towards the needy people in the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, I did not look with my eyes any namahram. I lowered my gaze. I did not think of adultery. I did not consume alcohol. And those youngsters who go for shisha cafe, oh Allah, for the whole month of Ramadan, I did not go in the shisha cafe. Wallah, after Ramadan, keep me steadfast. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah summa istaqamu. Keep me steadfast on the deen. I continue with the same life until next Ramadan. We'll do that inshallah. And wallah, I was generous in the month of Ramadan. Keep me generous throughout my life. Wallah, I obeyed my mom. The youngsters, I obeyed my mom in the month of Ramadan. Whatever she said, I did it. After Ramadan, let me continue on the same path. Remember, there is no forgiveness if your parents are unhappy with you. Remember that. There is no forgiveness. All the sins Allah will punish after death. But there is one sin which the hadith says, before your death, you will be punished in this life and then in the hereafter as well. And that is what? Not respecting your father and mother. Look at your mom, how much sacrifice she gave. My youngsters, listen carefully. I take 2-3 minutes. How much she sacrificed? She kept you for 12 months in the womb, in the belly. Then she went through the labor pain. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever dies when giving birth to a baby, that woman is a shaheed, is a martyr. She went through that. Then at night, you were young, you wet yourself, she changed your name. The father is sleeping, snoring, but the mom is awake all night. Then you became a toddler. She brought you to the toddler group. Then she brought you to the nursery. Then she took you to the school. The father is at work. Then lunchtime she brought you back. Then after lunch she dropped you back to the school. Then she collects you back. She makes you ready quickly. You learn your sabak of the madrasa. She brings you to the madrasa. She goes back home. She's cooking food. My son, my daughter is going to come after madrasa. They will need food. Then she runs back to the madrasa to collect the children. All this trouble for what? For you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was climbing the member and he said, Amin, Amin, Amin. And one of the dua he said, the Sahaba said, we saw something which was unnatural. What was this? He said, Jibreel came and he made 3 bad duas. And one of the bad dua was, a person he gets his father and mother in his life and his sins are not forgiven. He gets the month of Ramadan and his sins are not forgiven. So he's saying the baddua, Jibreel is saying baddua, and who is saying the Amin? The Prophet. And where? On the member of Masjid al-Nabwi. And what is Masjid al-Nabwi? The mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. So my brothers, make a dua in the last days of Ramadan. Allah, reflect the qualities which you gave me in the month of Ramadan. The barakah you gave me in the month of Ramadan. The mercy which descended on my heart in the month of Ramadan, O Allah, keep it alive through my entire life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sorry, it was the last Zuma. I took a couple of minutes extra. Forgive me. Jazakallah.